live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the fifth inning at Region 15C headquarters. That's Richmond Royals Baseball Park. Richmond playing in their own region today, leading El Rosa 4-3 in an elimination game. Earlier today, New Minnick.
The Carlin Funeral Home.
And you'll find the. Check out
Lake
the
Henry sauce. Lakers playing. Bro. Lake Henry comes away with Rock a 7-6 win over New Minnick today. So it's Lake Henry and Farming in the driver's seat. Both of them will be part of this year's state tournament.
Weather
coming
your way
Friday
next year.
Night at 8 o'clock over in Farming. The loser of that ball game guaranteed at least a 3 seed already out of Region 15C. Kevin Kiefler at the plate.
Service pitch to Kiefler.
Is a straight called in 0-1. Kiefler on base twice
Central
today.
Minnesota base hit.
Over a run
Richmond.
Scored in the first. A walk and a run scored in the third. Pitch low for a ball and 1-1.
Sportsman's Dan of Lake.
We'll be back in
Kiefler's
a half an hour.
Playmaker,
we'll let Cy and Adam do their thing back
Saints
at the radio station.
Score him.
Until now.
Here's a ground ball to Gertken.
Actually,
he
four
the
now.
One
we're going to send it back to Son on the mound. And
let him
Gertken
throws right over the top
with the whistle at 5-3 in the Chasm Studio. Studios. It's all your side.
Alrighty, thank you.
Ball. I watched him
Studios.
For a few years.
It's all your side.
A little bit when he was in Roscoe. He's got that patent that pounds his glove with that ball once he feels it and then gets rid of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that quite a bit. Unless he's, I haven't seen him on a real good hurry up play, but.
Here's Jackson.
All
here.
Right.
Jackson 0-for-2 today. First pitch
good
a strike
morning,
call
everyone.
To Jackson.
0-1.
We
are at Richmond. It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM Radio.
Schleicher delivers, and Peter delivers a single
day,
to left
amateur
field.
Baseball on KASM. Thank you, Cy Punenstein, for playing that great music this morning. And we are going to bring you wall-to-wall
again.
Baseball this afternoon. We'll have a break between our first game.
So Cody was just
that is Lake Henry and New Minnick. And then our second game today will be Richmond.
And so Cody has re-entered.
Who pinch run for him?
Jacob Weller. DJ Schleicher working out of the stretch again, and the throw over to first. Peter back safely. So the Saints like the potential of Cody Eicher's bat still in the lineup, even though if he does get on, it might be base to base as he swings and misses strike one. Well, it's one strike. Eicher's back into the box. Jackson Peter takes that lead. Andy Hadley holding him at first. And Eicher's fouls it right off the mask of Cole Schmitz and the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. It's interesting watching Andy Hadley hold the runner Jackson Peter down because he doesn't have his foot on the bag at all.
Nope. That's the way you're supposed
and
to
now,
do it.
And
really.
Now, once that pitch is delivered, he really breaks to cover that hole, and Cody Eicher swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
It was taught when I played first base on a throw, even on a ground ball in the infield, you get to your position at first base and kind of straddle that bag with both feet.
Sure.
And watch what side of the throw your glove hand or your left hand, and that's what foot you put on. That decides how you want to position yourself to make the catch. And he does that, I'm sure, the same way here.
Here's Matt Schmitz now at the plate with two outs and a runner at first. And Hadley slaps the tag on Jackson Peter as DJ Schleicher tried the old pickoff.
So you watch Hadley on that move now. The way he backed his right foot back, but a bag there, he gave that umpire a clear view for
exactly.
the whole play. And he
exactly.
also gave that guy a clear view.
Exactly. So one may think that you always have to touch first base as a first baseman,
oh,
but you
no.
don't.
No,
no. There's the pitch.
I've already seen him play behind it with straddling, and that is absolutely not right.
Because you're setting yourself up for tripping or something. Yeah. The pitch,
well,
too. Matt Schmitz, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Schmitz takes low and 2-0.
It's a little different with a left-hander, too.
It is.
Right-hander, you got to set yourself up for making that tag. Left-hander's got that good sweep over there. If that throw is on that side.
Two balls, no strikes, Schleicher. Kicks and delivers. Schmitz takes low and outside in 3-0. Matt Schmitz today has been on base twice, a base hit in the first, reached on an error in the third. Three-oh the count to Schmitz. The pitch, strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Going is Peter, a swing and a miss by Schmitz, and Cole Schmitz not going to even make a throw as Jackson Peter had a pretty big jump there at first.
Got some speed. Wow.
Jackson Peter, exactly, with some speed. I think Jackson's only going to be a senior this fall at BBE. The pitch by DJ Schleicher. That's fouled off at the plate. And the count at 3-2 yet. Three balls, two strikes. Cole Schmitz taking that foul tip again. He's been hit three times today already.
Getting a little nicked up in
there. Exactly, and I think the home plate umpire maybe took some of that too. 3-2. Matt Schmitz at the plate. Jackson Peter takes his lead at second, and Schmitz will follow this back and out of play. And that one rolls up on a truck. Is that enough for Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming to take a look at?
Yeah, if he has to change a tire, maybe.
Okay, maybe a tire change.
Scuff mark.
Okay, 3-2 the count. Schleicher, the glance back to second again, and he comes home. And just low to Matt Schmitz, ball four.
Twins take a 1-0 lead over Kansas City in the top of the seventh.
Jake Odorizzi got the start for the Twins today, throwing some shutout baseball.
Hey, it's a lot different scoring than it was yesterday.
And Friday night, yeah.
Use a few.
Ethan Vogt to the plate, batting with runners at first and second. Ethan had a sacrifice fly in the first inning. And the pitch to Ethan, a strike called, 0-1. And then Ethan bounced into a 6-4-3 double play in his last at bat.
Boy, they got him a hole over between first and second.
They do. Buddy's put in charge of keeping Jackson Peter a little close at second. A 4-3 Richmond lead here in the fifth. The pitch outside to Ethan Vogt and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. DJ Schleicher, already on the mound, delivers, and pitch just low and outside, says the home plate umpire, in 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Oh, to be an umpire.
Yeah. And DJ missing outside again in 3-1. We're sitting above the first base dugout, so obviously our angle to home plate is not relevant. 3-1, but we can hear the moans and the groans in the stands, that's for sure. Here's Vogt, a drive to right center field. Hit a long way. Dalton Thielen on the run. Dalton diving and coming up with it for the out. Wow. Dalton Thielen in that right center field gap, diving and making a catch here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. 4.5, Richmond 4, El Rosa 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KESM.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Here we go, bottom of the fifth inning. The Richmond Royals, Trent Gertken at the plate. Trent taps one down the third baseline. This is foul. In the count 0-1 to Trent Gertken. Adam Ray back at the station today as he stepped in for Cy Funnenstein. We'll take us the rest of the way. Adam told me Jake Odorizzi got moved to tomorrow. So Devin Smeltzer gets the start for the Twins today and doing well. Doing well for the Twins against the Royals.
It looks like a good
about
pitcher,
a half an hour Smeltzer. After we're
absolutely
done with this ball game. Right. Here it's 4-3.
Will Funk,
the Richmond
kicks,
Royals,
delivers
curveball
in front
that's
of
high
El Rosa,
fly
one.
Ball to right field, making the catch out there in right field is Austin Imdick.
Hannon
Austin's moved to
takes
right.
Takes a lead. It's
Usai
started the game.
Let him
footnote for you.
In left,
we
looks
will
like
have the
maybe Brady Weller's
up,
gone to left field now.
Let's see.
It's
our
like
farm
those
service
two might have switched
report.
Spots.
That's all coming your way in between games now. But right now, we take you back to Richmond for the postgame show.
Here's
with
Cole
Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Cy. Welcome back to Richmond. As
and
our
the
game
pitch
is too,
Cole.
This morning,
a ball 1-0.
7-6, a Lake Henry win over New Munich. 1-0 the count. Got some activity in the El Rosa bullpen. Left-hander thrown down there. Schmitz drives this to left field. This is going to go out of play. And the count at 1-1.
What did you say was playing left field now?
Looks like, I think, did Brady Weller and Austin Imdick just switch spots, I think. I think that's Brady out there, number five yet. Here's Schmitz drilling it into left field. That's a base hit. Yep, it is number five. So Cole with a base hit and up to the plate. Mason Primus. Mason, 1-for-2 today, had a double, then reached on an error by the third baseman, James Kiefler. And that pitch in the dirt, nice stop by Brandon Relke, and 1-0.
So you're seeing Brady Weller's in right field?
Brady Weller's in left field.
Okay.
And Austin Imdick's in right field. Pitch two, Mason Primus, a ball, and 2-0 now to the Royals, DH. The pitch by Aaron Vogt, ground ball to second. Jackson Peter flips to Schmitz for one, the relay to first. In time, they get a 4-6-3 double play. That'll end the Royals' fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 5, Richmond 4, and El Rosa 3. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better. New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Band back.
All right. top of the sixth inning. 4-3, Richmond with the lead over El Rosa, our third game of the day. That'll come up about a half an hour after this one is done. DJ Schleicher taking some warm-up tosses yet. And DJ will face the El Rosa Saints middle of the order, Brady Weller, Brandon Relke, and James Kiefler. Brady Weller so far today, 0-2. Four runs, four hits, and an error for Richmond. Three runs, four hits, and two errors for El Rosa.
Thank you to the fine folks from Richmond here. They're keeping us hydrated in the press box.
Weller, ground ball to third. Gertken up with it, and he'll go to first. Oh, and a collision again. Andy Hadley has to go into the base path to get that throw, and dangerous. His elbow just grazed the top of Brady Weller's helmet.
Oh.
5-3 in the putout. One out, and Brandon Relke steps to the plate. Brandon 0-2 today. Schleicher, the pitch to Relke, a strike call, 0-1.
Seen a guy get his arm broke that way.
Absolutely. Yes.
Back when I was playing it, that's not pretty.
Pitches outside a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike.
In fact, it was your brother-in-law.
That's right.
His arm broke that time. Danny Weber.
There's a pitch inside and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Well, we go back a long way there, don't we?
Yeah, you bet we do. You bet.
Sorry, Danny, but we do go back a few years on that one.
2-1 the count. And a swing and a miss by Relke. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch by Schleicher, that's low, and the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Got a light breeze that continues to blow here this afternoon.
I think our sunshine's going to be filtered quite a bit the rest of the way today.
Here's a ground ball to Gertken at third again. He's up with it and throws low to first. Hadley scoops it out again. And 5-3 in the putout.
Trent's a little overcompensating a little bit here. He's going to get one in the middle here now.
That Andy Hadley is a
good
first baseman too.
Yes, he is.
Exactly. 5-3 in the putout. Two outs, and James Kiefler grabs a bat. Kiefler pops this one up. Cole Schmitz giving chase over by the first base dugout and just on top of the dugout. Gary Ottman over at behind the first base dugout. Don't know what he's doing over there, but.
Wasn't he just here?
He was just here. He just brought us waters.
Is he getting that quick?
Well, he is a mailman, so he does get around. He knows how to get around. That's right. Right, Tom? Tom knows every back road, too, around here, too, being a mailman. I mean, you just keep moving, guys. Yeah. Yeah, there's no knock on that. It's just you guys know what's going on.
Well, I'll give that to Tom. I'm not so much about coach.
Oh, yeah. Fouled out of play. One ball, one strike. Kiefler swings and misses. Strike two. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs, no one on. The pitch to Kiefler, low for ball two. 2-2.
Yeah, Hadley saved a few errors already today, hasn't he?
He has. He's played very well at first. Schleicher's pitch outside, and the count full at 3-2.
Now, you said that's AJ's brother?
AJ and the Hadley that plays over in Regal.
Okay.
Austin Hadley.
There you go.
Kiefler, drive to left field. That's a base hit. Actually, he plays with New London Spicer now. Excuse me. Austin Hadley's with the Twins.
That's right. Yes.
He was in Regal for a while. Yeah. I think all three were in Regal for a while. The New London Spicer Twins. So a two-out single for James Kiefler to bring Austin Imdick to the plate. Schleicher working out of that stretch again here in the sixth. Imdick tries to bunt his way on. Schmitz throws back to first, and whoa. Kiefler is picked off of first base. Wow, snap throw by Cole Schmitz. That ends the Saints' six. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. 5.5. It's Richmond 4 and a Rose of 3. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Andy Hadley will lead it off. He'll be followed by Brady Clare and Kyle Buddy. And Hadley takes the strike, and 0-1. Andy Hadley so far today, 2-for-2. And the pitch, a strike called, and 0-2 now to Hadley. Andy played at Regal and then played at Atwater for quite a few years. Pitch to Hadley, tap foul at the plate. And they're going to call it a fair ball, and Hadley is out. Home plate umpire says Ralke picked it up and tagged Hadley out at the plate. And one out.
Oh, that was close.
That's two unassisted. One out. Brady Clare into the box. Brady 0-for-2 today. And the pitch, a ball inside, 1-0. One out, the count to Clare. Pitches high and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Brady Clare. He'll drive this one foul. Into the parking lot down the left field line. 2-1, Clare will take inside, now 3-1. Richmond, 4 runs, 4 hits and an error. El Rosa, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Aaron Vogt's pitch, inside, ball 4, and Brady Clare draws a 1-out walk. That'll bring Kyle Buddy to the plate. Second baseman, number 13, Kyle Buddy. Kyle Buddy today, 0-for-2. Aaron Vogt, quick throw back to first, and Brady Clare diving in. Clare goes on the first pitch. Here's Ralke's throw to second, not in time, and Brady Clare with a stolen base. Strike called to Kyle Buddy. You know, Brady Clare was right before that pitch was made. He was asking Kirby Hemish to go over the signs again for him. And I think Brady was just making sure that the steel was on. Pitches low to Kyle Buddy in 1-1.
That's time to do it. Double check.
One ball, one strike. The thing is, Kirby didn't give him a sign back. Here's a ground ball to the right side. That'll move Clare to third. Peter picks it up over to first. 4-3 on the putout, two outs. Bring Dalton Thielen to the plate.
I was going to kick out of that when I was coaching, too. You'd be coaching third base, and there'd be, you'd probably be down by 5-6 runs and nobody on base, and the guy's looking at you, what should I do? My suggestion was get on.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be it for Aaron Vogt as A.J. Hadley comes out to make a pitching change, and Aaron's going to give way to, is it Peyton Van Beck? Looks like it is.
Peyton Van Beck.
And we've got about a foot in height difference with Aaron Vogt and Peyton Van Beck, yeah, that's for sure. So with the pitching change, we'll take a one-minute timeout here on KASM, Richmond leading 4-3.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Richmond. 4-3, Richmond leading El Rosa here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitching change, Don.
Okay, Aaron Vogt departs the mound here and gives way to Peyton Van Beck. Young-looking left-hander, number 18, Peyton Van Beck. I've seen him pitch a little bit this year. Good-looking young left-hander. I believe he was, I'm not sure if he graduated from BBE this year or if he's going to next year.
Van Beck on the mound with two outs facing our right-hander Dalton Thielen. And the pitch two, Thielen is strike called 0-1. Brady Clare at third base for the Royals. Van Beck on the mound, works from the stretch, and Thielen takes a strike out. No, actually, they call it outside in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Ooh, nice looking pitch. Curveball.
One ball, one strike.
That's some good velocity for a young man.
The pitch there, strike two called, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Van Beck's pitch, and Thielen fouls it to the backstop. No, they're saying he did not foul it. Coming in to score is Brady Clare. And on to first goes Dalton Thielen, so a strikeout.
It hit the umpire.
And no foul ball. Gosh, I thought he got a piece of it, but apparently not. And Richmond picks up a run on that aggressive swing by Dalton Thielen. Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. I thought the umpire kind of mentioned that it hit him or deflected off of him. Think he got mixed up on a sign, maybe?
He might have got mixed up. Here goes Thielen. He steals on the first pitch, a pop-up to shallow right field. Austin Imdick coming hard. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll end the Royals' sixth. They come up with one run, no hits, no errors, one left on base. We played 6, Richmond 5, and El Rosa 3. Region 15 seed baseball action back in a minute on KASM.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off of your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-ray, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. Best of luck to all the area teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you. Amateur baseball, Region 15C baseball on KASM. We're in game number 7 of this weekend. We're going to bring you 8. Game number 3 of the day coming up here at about 4:30 this afternoon, the way this one is rolling right now. Maybe closer to 5 o'clock. DJ Schleicher has gone the distance for Richmond today. He is on the mound to start the 7th inning, going through some of his warm-up tosses. He'll face a pinch hitter, Ryan Ilias, and then Kevin Kiefler in the top of the order. Did some infield maintenance here. The grounds crew did. Region Baseball brought to you by our sponsors, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Peps Pork of Old Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kutzer Excavating, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, and Scooters Trucking for in El Rosa. Ryan Ilias, a left-handed hitter facing Schleicher. Here in the 7th. 5-3 Richmond, and the pitch 2. Ilias is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Twins leading 2-0 in the 8th over Kansas City. One ball, no strikes, and Ilias slaps this one to center field. That's going to drop in front of Thielen for a base hit. And Ryan Ilias, a pinch-hitting roll, gets a base hit to start things in the 7th.
Some speed on the bases here with Ryan Ilias.
Fielder number 4, Kevin Kiefler. One on, no one out for El Rosen, Kevin Kiefler. Kevin, 1-for-2 today, a walk, 2 runs scored. And DJ Schleicher ready again on the mound. The right-hander sets himself. Kiefler shows bunt, pulls back, and a ball from Schleicher, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Peter on deck. Looks like Cody Eichers has got a bat, too. He's going to hit. Schleicher ready. And he comes home. There's a strike call to Kiefler in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Avon won this afternoon, 3-1. So Amon going to the state tournament. They eliminated the Piers Bulldogs. So the Avon Lakers headed to the tournament again. There's a strike call to Kevin Kiefler, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ilias takes a lead at first. Not a real big lead. And the pitch to Kiefler is low for a ball in 2-2. Spring Hill, Meyer Grove, they're going to play our next game here in Richmond this afternoon. Ready again. Schleicher. Ilias goes. Kiefler rips it past Bacchus. Hit and run on. And Ilias Being that ball was hit to the left side here, pulled up, and he wasn't going to go to third on that play.
Oh, he ripped that one, didn't he? A shot to left field. Kiefler did.
Second baseman, number 13, Jackson Peter.
Now, Rosa with something going here in the top of the seventh.
Two on, no one out, and Jackson Peter to the plate. The Saints trailing by two in almost a certain sacrifice situation here, you would think. A.J. Hadley went through a few signs over at third. Let's see what Jackson Peter, he's already starting to show bunt. Here comes Hadley, and the bunt is to Gertken at third. Trent picks it up, throws to first, and just getting Jackson Peter by a step. Wow. Is Trent Gertken 5-3 on the putout. The runners move to second and third. Andy Hadley was charging so hard there. Had Peter bunted it that way, Hadley might have taken that in his eyes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now Kirby Hemish out of the dugout, and they're going to talk about what to do with Cody Eichers because Matt Schmidt's following Cody. Cody so far today is 1-for-2, a double in his first at-bat. Then he walked and struck out in his last at-bat. And they're going to walk Cody Eichers. And that'll bring Matt Schmitz to the plate.
Probably going to let Cody go station to station here just to keep his bat in the lineup here yet. So if you do take him out now, he would be done. It's a pinch run for him once already.
Elias at third, Kiefler at second, Eichers at first. Richmond still has the middle back. They're looking for a double play ball. They have a two-run lead. Matt Schmitz at the plate. Matt, one for two today. He's been on base all three times, reached on an error in the third, had a base hit in the first, and walked in the fifth. Batting here in the seventh, the first pitch of ball to Matt Schmitz in 1-0. Richmond leading 5-3 here in the seventh. Schleicher's pitch, low again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
No activity in the Royals' bullpen.
DJ Schleicher comes to the set and delivers, and there's a strike in 2-1. The Saints have out-hit Richmond today, 7-5.
Guarantee you Matt Schmitz is looking at that hole between first and second.
Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. Bacchus flips to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Not in time, says the base umpire. A run scores. It's now 5-4. That grass just ate that speed up on that ball a little bit and didn't get to Adam Bacchus as quick as the Royals needed. El Rosa scores one, now 5-4. Coming across is Ryan Elias. To third is Kevin Kiefler, forced out on the play, Cody Eichers.
I don't think there'd have been much arguing if it had got called the other way, really, on that one.
It was very close. And here's Ethan Vogt at the plate. Ethan 0-for-2 today, sacrifice fly. Two outs, and Vogt swings and misses at the breaking ball from Schleicher, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two outs and two on for El Rosa here in the seventh. They've scored a run. The pitch by Schleicher outside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. DJ Schleicher ready. Here comes his pitch, and Vogt rips it foul down the third baseline. And the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Vogt back in the box. See if they move Matt Schmitz here. 1-2, nope, they'll keep him there. Vogt delivers a single to right field. Schmitz will hold on at second. Crossing the plate is Kevin Kiefler. And this game is tied 5-5 here in the seventh.
They're really giving that right side, aren't they, Randy?
They are. So an RBI single for Ethan Vogt. And here comes Brady Weller. Brady Weller so far today, 0 for 3.
Playing left field now, Brady.
There's a strike call to Brady Weller, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, two on yet for El Rosa. Schleicher looks back to second, and his pitch. There's strike two called to Brady Weller, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. DJ Schleicher ready again. And his pitch, and Weller swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll end the Saints' seventh inning, but they draw even, scoring two runs in the inning on three hits. No Richmond errors and two men left on base. 6.5, it's El Rosa 5 and Richmond 5. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
No, I'd never say that about Gary Ottman. I just said you're like the mailman. You're all over the place yet. I mean, you know every road around here. You were doing field maintenance here just a little while ago, so. Oh, that's why they were. Yeah, we're talking with Gary Ottman here. Of course, he's one of the many volunteers that it takes to put on a regional, and there are a lot of them, a lot of them. This just doesn't happen by itself.
No, it doesn't.
Atabak is leading off the seventh inning for Richmond at the plate against Peyton Van Beck, and the count 1-1 to Adam Bacchus.
Said something about Coach going out to... Said he was slow or something, but then he was really seen him sprinting out to second base to do the grounds work. I thought, well, he's going to show me that he isn't that slow.
No, he's not that slow. Two balls, one strike to Adam Bacchus.
Gets around good yet.
Bacchus will pop this one up behind.
Might be playable.
The plate, and that one's going to go out of play over the first base dugout. Two balls, two strikes to Adam Bacchus. It'll be Bacchus, Trent Gertken, and Cole Schmitz here in the seventh for the Royals. A tie game, 5-5. Peyton Van Beck's pitch, and Bacchus swings late on it, and he misses, and he's out on strikes. Fooled by that pitch by Van Beck, a sneaky fast. Snuck a fastball in on that outside part of the plate.
This young man sticks around here. He's going to be their next pitcher for El Rosa. He's got some good stuff.
Trent Gertken to the plate, and Trent out in front of the breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike one. Brandon Relke took that off either his foot or as he's walking it off now.
Can't see the number. Who's warming up?
Dalton Thielen is warming up, the center fielder for Richmond. Taking some warm-up tosses in the bullpen down the left field line. The pitch is low and outside to Trent Gertken, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch, that's low and inside, and the count 2-1. Two won the count. Peyton Van Beck delivers, and Gertken pops this one up. Now, this play might happen as Brandon Relke chases it by the fence, and it pops out of his glove. Relke had an opportunity to catch it, and just right by the fence, it popped right out of his mitt. Wow. Two balls, two strikes.
Pretty close to the fence, wasn't it, Randy?
It was very close to the fence. 2-2 the count. Van Beck's pitch. Gertken, a ground ball back to Van Beck on the mound. A 1-3 put out of Trent Gertken. Two outs. And Cole Schmitz will come to the plate. Cole, 1-for-2 today. Hit by a pitch. Scored a run. Cole Schmitz facing Peyton Van Beck for the first time today. Van Beck came on a relief of Aaron Vogt last inning and pitches inside for ball 1-0. 1-0 the count. The kick, the pitch, a little bit low, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. On deck for Richmond, it's Mason Primus. Van Beck winds, and Schmitz didn't get everything. Pops this up to shallow left field. Coming in hard is Weller, and he'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for Richmond in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We go to the eighth. We're at 5. Richmond and El Rosa, we're back in a minute.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in 5 locations. Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Hamlake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.